Who gives a duck?
Get the duck out of here. This is the Big 40 Engine Podcast. Friends of the end. And now they start talking. Jim, tell us about the ducks.
Okay, so this has got people incensed on the internet. Somebody posted on X, and I think they're a house cleaner.
Okay.
So they go to somebody's house, and they've got a picture posted of this like big glass jar with a note on it. And the note says, "To our cleaner, we hid 100 mini ducks around the apartment. We do this to ensure a job well done. Please leave all ducks in this jar."
Okay, so they put in the ducks all over the apartment in places they would like to have cleaned.
Right. So this is their way of making sure that the people clean every crevice, and they don't, if they don't go and find all the ducks, that's their way of thinking, oh, these people didn't do a good job.
So if they come home to a jar full of ducks, they know their house is clean.
They've gone to all the places and cleaned all the places.
Screw those people.
Most of the responses, the comment section, is filled with people that absolutely said, no, I would never do, or I would just take all the ducks and leave without cleaning.
There's
all kinds of things. I personally think if you've taken the time to put ducks in all these places, why didn't you just freaking clean while you were there?
Well, instead of hiding the ducks, why don't you go ahead and just get in there with, you know, a sponge?
Yeah.
And that'll take less time.
Exactly. It's like, you're already there. Just do it. So, yeah, like I don't know. Would you, if you were the cleaning person, you saw the note, what would you do? Would you go get all the ducks clean and get your money? Like, they might have to because they need the job?
I would base it on how much money I'm making. If it's a lot of money, I'll go get the ducks. If it's not a lot of money, screw them.
What if it's the fair amount of money? Say everyone agrees this is the amount of money this you should be getting for this apartment.
See, I would just take the ducks home. I wouldn't put them in a jar.
You just keep
I would just keep them. So you don't know what I did while I was there.
Maybe you can sell the ducks. Sell the ducks on the free market, and that way you're actually probably making more money than you would be in to clean the apartment.
Set up a little stand outside.
So, but Adam, full disclosure, you actually collect mini ducks.
I do collect mini ducks.
So you covet ducks.
Quite a lot of them. Okay. I have shelves of them in my office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't clean the place, but you would rob them of their ducks.
I would do a light scrubbing, you know, depending on what they're paying.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it depends on how much money you're making.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, if I can walk away with a bag of ducks, then I'll do a cursory, you know, scrub down, and then I'm out.
Adam just came home. He's got a bag of ducks. Oh, good. You know what I would do? If I wasn't making a whole lot of money, I would go out and get some real ducks and turn them loose in their apartment and left a note and said, "I didn't like your ducks. I brought you some new ones.
If you can find all the ducks I let loose."
Yeah, go to Centennial Park with breadcrumbs and lure all the ducks into a bag and take them to this guy's apartment.
See, if I was the homeowner, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah.
If I came home to some live ducks. I've been asking for a duck for years. I keep getting denied.
Later today, we're going to send Adam to a therapist and find out what his duck obsession really says about his inner psyche.
Look, I told you about this. So in Chelsea, Manhattan, they have a duck library on like a light pole. And I'm like, I want to go to Chelsea now just to go to the duck library.
So it's like
take a duck. Yes, take a duck.
Take a duck, leave a duck?
Yes.
Kind of like they take a penny, leave a penny.
I would just take the ducks and go home.
See, they're not making pennies anymore, so we must, you know, go to a duck-based economy.
Yeah.
All right.
Who gives a duck?
Get the duck out of here.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the Grammys last night, big winners were Bad Bunny, the Super Bowl entertainer for this coming Sunday night. Also, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, and others. It's at the box office, the big winner actually was Melania. The documentary about the First Lady did better than expected. It made $7 million, even though with marketing and the cost of making the movie was $75 million from the studio. They made 10% back.
Yeah.
I saw about...
I think Jeff Bezos bought all the tickets, too.
Possibly.
I was waiting to just kiss the president's butt.
The theater for a different movie.
Yeah.
And I walked into the Melania movie, and there were eight people there.
Huh.
Eight people I wouldn't have expected to be watching the Melania documentary.
Was it cold outside? They just want to get warm?
It was a warming shelter.
They wanted to be by themselves for a while.
They seemed to be watching it ironically.
Okay, but, I understand. Yeah, I bet a lot of people said, let's go get high and watch the Melania movie.
The saddest part is you'll never get that time back.
It's true. Right? That's true. Hey, of course, Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow in Pennsylvania. I had no idea. There are rival groundhogs. There's Jimmy the groundhog in Wisconsin, Woodstock Willie in Illinois. There's also Chattanooga Chuck. There's a Tennessee groundhog.
Timu imitation groundhogs.
That's right. Our Sheen groundhog.
Punxsutawney or bust.
See, just terrible imitations.
I'm sticking with my proposal. Let's have like a giraffe walk out of his shed and decide if he sees his shadow or not.
I like that.
Yeah. Well,
giraffes' heads are closer to the sun. They'll be able to see their shadow quite easily, I would think.
Why not?
Yeah. Let's get the Nashville Zoo working on that.
Friend of the show, Adam, what you got?
All right. So if you're looking for something to do in March at Nissan Stadium, they are doing the Drone Art Space Show. So it's 1,200 drones flying around doing space things, rockets and planets and all those.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's supposed to be fun for the whole family. It's March 6th and 7th, and it starts at 7 p.m.
I would think drone shows eventually will replace fireworks shows.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I mean, they kind of already are.
Yeah, they have already. Yeah.
So this is kind of scary. Savannah Guthrie, Today Show host, her mom is 84 years old and lives in Arizona, and she's been missing since Saturday night.
Mm.
Her mom is 84 years old. They say she doesn't have any cognitive issues, but that she does have physical ailments, as people do at that age.
Huh.
And nobody knows where she is.
Wow.
They don't know what she was wearing last, and police are on the lookout trying to find her.
Wow. Hopefully that works out well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Mm.
To at least it's in a warm climate.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, she's not in the freezing cold.
But who knows?
Just a matter of minutes in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, there'll be a group of people who have been up all night drinking and wearing top hats that will drag a rodent out of a hole to predict the weather. And that is why the aliens don't land. So Groundhog Day, it's supposed to get warmer this week, so we'll see how it goes.
I mean, it's a balmy, 30-something right now?
Yeah, especially get up to like 50 in the next couple of days.
Fantastic.
So that's not too bad. How was our weekend, y'all?
It was good. My birthday isn't for a few more days. Don't buy me any gifts.
Wednesday.
I'm at one of those
of buying
things like,
something for
don't,
Jim.
I don't want anything. I'm good. We did have a party. Some friends of ours, she had a birthday, and I have a birthday coming up. So we did a combined birthday party with our families.
That's nice.
We had dinner and a game night, and we played a fun game. I want to play with you guys in just a little while.
Okay.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. It's called Worst Case Scenario.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it'll be fun.
I think we live every day.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. So it was great. It was good food, cake, and friends and family and stuff. So
nice. Longtime friend and listener to the show, Adam Hayes, joining us this morning. How was your weekend?
It was lazy. I spent most of it looking for my hammer.
Hammer time.
My husband used it and didn't put it back where it belonged, and
going
crazy.
Why don't you put this back where it belongs?
No, that was my entire weekend, basically.
Mm. I've had those weekends.
Finally found it, but I'm still pissed off about it.
Yeah. Pissed off enough to use the hammer on something you shouldn't?
Possibly. We won't talk about that on the air.
Is it Maxwell's silver hammer? Over the weekend, we just kind of hung around on Saturday. Yesterday, of course, went out to church with my son and his family. And then we went to Toots. Good folks and fun.
Good folks.
I miss Toots so much.
Yeah, we got three of them in Murfreesboro.
It's a great place.
There's also our picture is in the lobby.
Is it now?
It is.
Yeah, there's a Woody and Jim picture in the lobby.
from so many years.
The original location?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. many years and pounds ago.
Yeah.
Also now, it's your birthday on Wednesday. It's also my granddaughter Charlie's birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
She was born on the 4th.
February 4th
and
babies.
So she's at that weird age. She's 9, where she kind of still wants to be a kid, but she wants to be a teenager, wants to be an adult. She's going through that whole thing. So instead of getting, like, you know, play toys and stuff like that, you know, it was suggested that we buy a Hot Topic gift card.
Oh.
Are they still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know those existed.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Look through your mall. You'll find one.
My mall's being torn down, Rivergate. Yeah. So,
oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, wow. At least they keep promising, but they never do.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Got some trees you need out of the way? They can help you out, give you a good price. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Gracie and Franklin. For the guys, we have Jason in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we want to get to know you just a little bit. We'll start with you, Jason. Tell us a book you may have read that changed your life.
The Gypsy.
The Gypsy. Oh, I'm not familiar. One. What is The Gypsy?
It's about the Gold Rush.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Very cool.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, now to Gracie. Gracie, tell us the book that you read that changed your life.
Oh, I love Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard.
Oh, okay. And what kind of book is that?
I don't know that one.
That's it's like a dystopian, like people have superpowers, some people don't, and they're treated differently.
I'm into it.
Based on their like blood. Yeah, it's so good.
I'm interested.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
All right. Well, the book club has begun. Let's let's now get on to the game. And remember, each of you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer, you can use your screw to make your opponent answer.
Okay, here we go. Gracie, multiple choice is how we start. On The Office, Dwight Schrute had a family farm. Did he grow wheat, soybeans, or beets?
Beets.
Beets is right.
Nice.
Yes, beets by Schrute.
All right. Jason, Adam's going to ask you your questions.
All right, Jason. Is Popular a famous song from Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, or Hairspray?
I'm going to go Wicked.
Wicked is
good job.
Right.
Well done.
You didn't say it right, Adam. You have to go Popular.
You don't want me singing.
All right. It's tied up.
All right. Gracie. In a NASCAR race, what color is the caution flag they wave to warn drivers there's an accident?
Yellow.
A yellow flag.
Nice.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job. Doing great.
All right, Jason, what are you doing if you're getting French tips?
Your nails done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
All right, you guys are perfect so far going into the last set of questions.
Gracie, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey are members of what classic rock band? And suddenly the momentum stops. What's that?
And I can use to make my other team player.
You can use the screw if you'd like. Would you like
yes,
to use
I would
the screw?
To use that.
All right, we're using the screw.
She says screw him.
All right, Jason, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, they were members of what classic rock band?
You can call me an owl because I'm going to say The Who.
The Who.
The Who.
Oh, and you had a little story to go along with it.
Gracie, the screw worked against you.
You got screwed by the screw.
And he takes the game. Congratulations, Jason.
Nice job, you guys. That was a fun game.
That was great. Jason, you get yourself some tickets to the Preds game Wednesday night as they take on the Minnesota Wild. It's Luke Bryan bobblehead night. And it's also my birthday.
Yay! It's Jim's birthday night in Smashville.
I'm just going to pretend they're all coming to my party.
Jim bobbleheads.
Yes. And Gracie, we hope we didn't scare you too much. Hope you'll play again real soon, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. A drunken man in a top hat grabbed a rodent out of a hole and held it aloft, you know, Lion King style, and announced that, yes, Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow.
And what does that mean?
That means we're screwed. It means that we will have 6 more weeks of winter, according to legend.
Okay.
And if he did not see his shadow, then we'd see spring in a month and a half. as opposed to 6 weeks. But, you know, there's, you know, TV cameras and lights and everything. He's going to see his shadow every year because of all
think.
The lights.
Yeah.
It's rigged.
Yeah.
It's totally rigged. Rigged. There's nothing. We can't believe in anything anymore.
Welcome to 2026.
Now, there are some people that say it's cruel what they do to Punxsutawney Phil.
Right. Especially the people at PETA. They say, no, yeah. You should let Phil be.
Right, because there's like a bunch of drunk people hitting with sticks to try to get him out of
a
hole.
Yeah, poking him with sharp sticks.
Yeah,
to
I
get
mean, like,
you know. Can't you just bribe him? I mean, what do they eat? Does anyone know?
Yeah, I don't know. Groundhog chow?
Yeah.
Yeah, put that something out there that he really wants. Yeah.
Carrots, leaves, berries, something like that. I don't know.
Bark? I don't
but,
know.
But, you know, PETA's actually suggested that in the future, to be more humane to all groundhogs, they should use a hologram groundhog. So it looked like Tupac when it comes out of the hole glowing. But really, holograms have no shadow, so scientifically it does not work.
Oh, well, you've just poked a hole in their whole plan.
Scientifically.
So, therefore, we have to use a real groundhog.
Yes, yes.
So there.
Yeah. Sorry.
We need to look up what they eat. Let's just bribe him. Come on. Mm. It could work.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Of course, it's
or like just like smacking him with a stick.
Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning, he's in a nice warm hole, and people are playing polka music outside. I wouldn't come out either. Feeling good, like I should.
When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. All right, Adam, friend of the show, you found our mood boost story for today.
So it's very heartwarming. So this family in Kentucky, they run a farm. And the father was out checking on the animals, and he discovered that his heifer?
Heifer.
Heifer, okay.
A girl cow.
Girl cow. She had given birth in the storm, so the calf was laying in the snow freezing.
Oh,
so they,
no.
They, like, warmed him up, brought him in, got him fed, and then their three-year-old wanted to hang out with him, so they put him on the couch, and they fell asleep together. And he named her Sally after his favorite show, Cars. And, yeah, it's the cutest little thing. But, no, the calf is safe, and the little boy is very happy, so everybody
snuggling.
Wins. Yeah.
Cuddling with a calf on the couch.
What did you say? Babies cuddling babies?
Yes, babies cuddling babies.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
It really is an adorable picture.
If you want to see it, it will make your day. You can follow Woody and Jim on Facebook or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
It's the Woody and Jim Joke Off, where we tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Adam, our longtime friend and listener, is here to referee.
I'm really excited.
You can laugh as much as you want if you feel it's necessary. We can't laugh.
Right. All right.
We'll see who cracks first.
Okay. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Let's begin.
Woody, one spelling mistake can ruin your entire marriage.
Really?
I accidentally messaged my wife saying, I'm having a great time. I wish you were her.
Oh. That was bad.
No laughs. But
that was bad.
Groans.
You know, Houdini used a lot of trap doors in his younger years, mm-hmm. but I know he was just going through a stage. Adam liked that one.
That was good.
Woody, there's a new dating app that caters to arsonists.
Really?
Every week you get some new matches.
Mm. Jim, you know, we must all do our part to save our planet. I did my part yesterday. I unplugged a whole row of electric cars that weren't being used.
Jim, almost there.
Woody, my son Luke loves that I name my children after Star Wars characters.
Hmm.
My daughter Chewbacca, not so much.
Oh, that's a smile.
Jim, I spent a lot of the weekend screaming into a colander. I'm afraid I may have strained my voice.
Woody, I spent my entire life savings on pasta.
Did you?
But I think it was worth every penny.
Ouch. Oh. Jim, I bought a Humpty Dumpty playset at Aldi. Mm. It has Aldi King's horses and Aldi King's men. I thought that was pretty good.
I like that one.
I kind of like that one.
Woody, what do mermaids use to wash their fins?
Mm.
Tied.
Jim, sad news from the world of fashion. William Shatner apparently had to discontinue his line of designer jeans. No one was buying them under their name Shatner Pants.
I saw that coming.
The William Shatner poopy pants joke wins.
Yep, that was the one.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Valentine's Day, a night of romance and having your date smothered, covered, and peppered. You can now take reservations for Valentine's night at Waffle House. It's the one day out of year they actually take reservations. They do something classy. They put up a white candle, you know, like tablecloths and candles and everything, and they serve their regular Waffle House fare. But there you go. If you want to make it all classy for Valentine's
Day.
So
romantic.
It is.
I love it. So Southwest Airlines has changed their decades-long policy of, you know, pick your own seat as you get in line. You just grab your own seat. Now you have to pick your own seats, and you have to pay for seats that are more coveted. And apparently, people are not happy because the most coveted seats are aisle seats. And people
Seriously?
Are like, yes.
Because I guess you can get up and get off the plane faster.
I think it's for exiting. Yeah. You can get out and through the airport quicker.
Huh.
But here's the problem. Since they want everybody to get on and off the plane in the most efficient manner, they have people in the window seats board first, then the middle seats, and then the people on the aisle seats get on the plane last. And they paid the most.
Yeah.
And then there's no more space in the bins above the seats.
This is very classist.
So the people that paid the most are really mad that they have to get on and last, and they don't have any space in the upward, you know, the bins above.
They need to go back the old way of doing it. You know, where you go on like 24 hours ahead of time and pick your seat online, and then you can look down your nose at all the people in the C group.
That didn't make enough money for the venture capitalists that own them now. So
I guess so.
They have to do the way that gouges you the most.
They're VC owned now?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why they become less cool and fun. Sorry. Like I just told him there's no tooth fairy.
We don't know what to believe in anymore. Now we're losing our sweet, sweet Southwest Airlines.
What you got,
Give
Adam?
Give me a train. Come on.
Right?
So as of July 4th, the Kennedy Center is closing. After a stunning debut of Melania at the Kennedy Center, Trump has decided that, and he, to quote him, he is going to take the tired, broken, and dilapidated center and restore it as a world-class bastion of arts. So
putting all the gaudy gold stuff he put in the Oval Office?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be closed for 2 years. Or
wow.
So yeah, the Kennedy Center is closing for a while.
Huh.
Okay. Well, you can't go there anymore. Not for a couple of years. So those of you that were planning on visiting,
everybody's canceling anyway, so it's not like anyone's showing up.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody's
performing there. They're all saying no.
Wow. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. Longtime friend and listener to the show, Adam Hayes, joining us this morning as Jim has a game he wants us to play.
All right.
Yeah, so we had a party at my house, and I just got this game for Christmas. It's kind of fun. It's called Worst Case Scenarios.
Okay.
And what it does is just lays out a bunch of awful things that could happen to you. And you have to decide, like, okay, which of those would be the worst case scenario? So here's how it's going to work.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull out three random cards from the deck, and I'm going to tell you the scenarios, and you're going to have to guess which ones I fear a lot. So, Jim,
okay.
I will be the victim.
These would be Jim fears.
First card is overturned kayak in level 5 whitewater rapids.
Oh.
Sounds very dangerous. Card number 2, alone in a zombie apocalypse. That's not good.
Mm.
And number 3, naked for the whole world to see you. Now, I'm assuming that just because, you know, in that scenario, that the whole world does see me.
Okay.
So, like, all it's right. got to be the worst case of scenario. Not like, oh, you're naked and they could see you. I'm going to say it's naked
And they do
televise.
See you.
They do. All right. Yeah.
It's been televised.
Everybody has to watch it.
All right. Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys a couple of seconds to kind of talk it out, but you have to guess, like, either assign a one, it's not that scary for me, or three, it would be the worst.
Okay.
Which ones do you think? There's the overturned kayak in the rapids, alone in a zombie apocalypse, and naked for the whole world to see.
Can I ask questions?
I can't answer, but you can ask them.
Dang it. Okay, never mind then. How good of a swimmer are you? That affects the Whitewater Rapids.
You're going to have to guess.
Okay.
Do I look like a swimmer? Do I swim like a fish?
I'm going to say the Whitewater Rapids is a one.
That, you mean that would be the least scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe?
All right.
Okay, what are your other thoughts?
The zombie apocalypse thing, that would freak me out, but...
And you're alone.
Yeah.
It's not even like you got a group of people.
I don't have a support system. Mm. No one to shove in front of me.
Because, yeah, you don't have to outrun the zombies. You just have to outrun whoever you're with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Have you made your guesses?
I've made my guesses.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I shall reveal my least scary of these scenarios.
Okay.
That would be overturned kayak in level 5 Whitewater Rapids.
That's the least scary?
That's the least scary.
Okay.
I think I can survive that. As long as I don't hit my head on a rock, I'll be okay. So that would be a one. Did either of you guys say that would be number one for me? Adam did.
All right. I had that as number 2.
Ding, 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 ding. I have no bell. All right. Oh, it's hidden. Okay.
Jim has 1 bell
point,
Adam. Envy.
Revealing the next thing.
Okay.
That would be most scary to me. Is it the zombie apocalypse or naked and the whole world sees me? Less scary of those is alone in a zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Less scary.
Less scary.
I actually had that as the number. I had only a number 1 for that one.
Oh, I had a 3.
So okay. Neither of you matched on that one.
All right.
So if you... If one of you thought that the worst one would be naked for the whole world to see me, you are correct.
I got that one.
Oh, no. I gave it a 2.
Oh,
I know Jim is a very modest man. He would not want to be naked.
Did not.
Especially around a zombie apocalypse. Because, you know, they like to nibble on things.
Well, you combine two there. And,
yeah.
Woody's weird world took over in your
my bizarro world, that's how I did it. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing I would, at least want.
All right.
Is everybody to see me. And trust me, you don't want to see it. That to also be your fear I'm naked.
Yeah. Does anybody want to see anybody? I mean, well, that's never mind.
Almost nobody. Yeah. Unless they're like a supermodel or something. You're right.
I don't know. The overturned kayak would be more frightening for me because I always have a fear of drowning.
Oh, cool. So that would be yours. See, these are different for everybody.
Yeah,
I was a high school lifeguard, so like I have a little bit of advantage when it comes to swimming.
So that one didn't freak you out as much.
I also don't go to Whitewater Rapids, so that's not going to be a thing for me.
Okay.
But which one was the scariest for you, the zombies?
The zombie.
So what do we do today? Adam, friend of the show and longtime listener who jumped in here this morning, what you doing today?
I'm going to go home and research ducks to hide around the building. Encourage my staff to clean a little bit more.
Yes. Yeah.
And we found out that you were obsessed with ducks.
I am obsessed with ducks. I think my
little
husband...
Little mini baby ducks.
Little mini baby ducks. I think he chimed in on that one. He has an opinion.
He did text the show saying...
Yes.
Yes. If Adam came home with a bag full of ducks...
A bag of ducks.
It would not be the first time.
Nor the last.
Unapologetic duck hunting.
Yes.
Different kind.
I got some birthday shopping to do for my granddaughter. Her birthday is on Wednesday.
And don't get me anything. I'm in full don't get me anything mode.
No, I'll get you something.
Don't get me anything.
Oh, yeah. I usually get you a bottle of whiskey so you can tolerate me for another year.
This is very much like, oh, stop it. Stop it.
Oh, that's
come
right.
on.
Yeah. Don't buy. No. Don't buy me anything this year again.
I mean it.
Of course you do.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm going to meal prep for the week.
Ooh.
I never do that. Ooh. And then I'm always like, oh, I'm hungry, but there's nothing made. So I think I'm going to spend the afternoon meal prepping so I have stuff to eat throughout the week and I don't eat horrible things.
Wow.
What's on the menu?
I think I'm gonna do some chicken thighs in a like a brown sugar paprika kind of seasoning.
Wow.
And
sounds very good.
Yeah, do some other things.
But. Good going, Gordon Ramsay. Nice. Nice job.
At least that's the plan.
Yeah.
Until I don't feel like getting off the couch.
That's right.
And then I throw the plan out the window.
I'll do DoorDash and leave all that stuff in the Tupperware containers exactly. in the refrigerator. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We have more tickets to see the Predators play on Wednesday. If you want to play Gender Wars, you can text us your info and we'll save you a spot. 615-553-0933. Y'all be good. Stay warm and all that stuff.